So we've been working on it since 1999. The key challenge isn't just the robot. The key challenge is the overall experience. And so if I'm trying to, you know, if I take an iPad and I put it on a pole with wheels on the bottom, I have not created a very interesting robot, because the experience is low-res video, a very small speaker, the camera is not very wide field of view and doesn't zoom very well, and so I might be excited that from a hobby perspective, look, I can drive my iPod, and that might be exciting for a few minutes, but it's not a professional tool. So I can sell some of these robots, maybe like a cool iPad accessory, but I haven't created a viable alternative to holding a business meeting or going to make a diagnosis of a patient in a remote location. You need a much more sophisticated system in order to do that. And so, you know, it's, you see many companies that, you know, even take the phone and they put it in a thing that drives around a table. It's cute, but it's not an industry. So what we are trying to do is create robots, and they're more expensive. It's okay, because if you're doing something of significant value, then a professional will want one in order to do his job better. Mm-hmm. So you can say we're at the high end, because we are, but we also have a robot which, you think about the experience from the doctor's perspective. He receives a call that he has a patient who just arrived with a stroke, and they need his specialist expertise to diagnose, make a decision which will determine potentially whether the patient lives or dies. And he's at home and 1,000 miles away. And so he opens up his iPad, starts the application, and taps on the room that he is supposed to go to. So he's never been to this hospital before, but he said, okay, there's a patient in room 612. So he taps room 612. The robot is traveling there. I'm a doctor, not a video game player, so I don't want to drive the robot. While the robot travels there, I'm reviewing the patient's medical records, so I understand the history of the patient. Then when I get to the when the robot arrives in the patient's room, I'm able to go and look at all of the instruments in high-definition video, so I can actually read the fine text, read them, and understand what the vital signs are for myself. And then I can look at the patient, I can talk to the patient, I can talk to the nurse, I can move to an area if I want the person to bend over and do different activities. I have the flexibility of moving anywhere in the room, and I make my diagnosis, and then I'm done. And I say, okay, goodbye, and the robot goes and plugs itself back in, and the information technology department of the hospital never had to do anything in order for that interaction to happen. And so the process in the hospital is unchanged from the process that it would have followed if the doctor had actually been there. So these are all critically important elements that make our RP Vita a successful product. And so it's why we believe that we can create a very important business, because we're it's, you know, it would be like if I made a Roomba that didn't clean to the edge, only worked on hard floors but couldn't clean carpets, and got stuck, you know, often and didn't return to its base. You know, it would be a cute demonstration of an idea, and maybe people would be excited about the future potential. But I wouldn't have sold 1.6 million Roombas last year. Yeah, so it's very important. And so that remote presence is a very interesting area. The idea that I can go give...
Actually, you can see it working in a hospital environment.
So it's the challenge to the engineers that they need to think beyond just the cool demonstration. And I think that 95% of the companies making remote presence robots will fail because they've created an experience which is minutes of fun, but not a professional, sustainable experience.